As precious as jade is how the Aztecs described their capital, Tenochtitlan. The Great Pyramid, or the Templo Mayor as it's known, honored the two most significant gods for the Aztecs. Tlaloc, the god of rain and water, and Huitzilopochtli, the warrior god associated with the sun. The bodies of sacrificial victims were flung down onto this stone, 11 feet in diameter, which depicts the moon goddess cut into pieces by the warrior god of the sun. It was discovered in 1978 by electrical workers laying cables. This led to the excavations that uncovered the Great Pyramid. Archaeologists have uncovered several layers of construction, all from the 200 years of Aztec rule, which started at the beginning of the 14th century. The pyramid was rebuilt 7 times and modified at least 5. Each new level rose above and sealed off the previous one. They were building upon success. Despite their choice of a place to settle, the Aztecs flourished. Crowds between 25 and 60,000 people gathered daily at Tlatelolco, site of the biggest market supplying the Aztec metropolis. Here, you could buy anything from cactus to live animals. We share many of the foods which flourished in Aztec times: avocados, squash, beans, chilies, and corn, ground into flour to make tortillas, as important a diet staple then as they are today. All this abundance was the product of their own ingenuity, but the Aztecs gave credit to their gods and made offerings accordingly. Hoping to uncover more about the offerings, in 1990, scientists began to analyze soil samples from the Great Pyramid. Analysis is still in progress, but some extraordinary results are beginning to emerge.